Welcome to the 716 Rocks podcast. My name is Nate Trone, and tonight I have a very special guest with me, filling in for Grizzle. I got my main man, Danny Mack. What's up, Danny Mack?
What's up, guys? We're going to be talking smack with Danny Mack.
Talking smack with Danny Mack. And as always, we have our ever jovial producer behind the glass. What up, Redbeards?
Hey.
How you doing, man?
I'm excellent.
Hey, welcome back, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
Back in the saddle from Florida. How was that vacation?
I'm glad to be home. I didn't get a tan because I'm too white, but I'm glad to be home.
That's awesome, dude. Glad to have you. All right, so we got Redbeard from BMA Productions. 716 Rocks podcast. Make sure you guys check out our website, 716rocks.com. Also check us out on Twitter. Our handle is 716 Rocks. Our Facebook page, also 716 Rocks. We got a lot of good stuff posted there throughout the week. All right, Danny Mack, how you feeling after this Bills win, man? 7-5?
Got to feel good. I know we're going to talk a little bit more about what we're looking at down the line.
Yeah.
But it's okay to just enjoy where we're
gotta
at right
enjoy
now.
It a little bit, right?
We haven't been in this position in years.
I know.
With opportunity
exactly.
to make the playoffs.
You know, I just like the fact that the Bills are interesting right now. You know, if you ignore the next 4 or 5 games, at least for today, they're interesting.
Absolutely.
And they jumped up a couple spots in the hunt for the AFC wild card race. So, I'll tell you what, though. At halftime, the Bills being down 3-0, my gut was hurting, dude. I'm sweating. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. At home, we're going to lose to the Browns? Ugh.
The inconsistency with the offense really bothers me, especially because the defense is playing so amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, consistently powerful. And the offense just, man, they just have quarters and halves where they're just disappearing.
Talk about it.
And it's frustrating, you know, and that inconsistency is what just is always frustrating. If we just had a consistent offense, I'd really be optimistic about where we could go from here.
Yeah. Well, hey, at least we got Dan Carpenter.
That's true.
Breaking the record for the most field goals in a quarter. Way to go, Dan.
Come on, Dan.
Congratulations to the Mullet Man.
He's got a good name.
That's right. Money Man. Mullet Man. Money Man.
And Dan. That's
Dan. Dan the Man.
That's right.
All right. So you know what? The Bills scored 26 unanswered points. I'm liking it. Like I said, 12 points off field goals. One offensive touchdown. Not exactly what I'm hoping for. Jerry Hughes had a big touchdown. They go 2 for 15 on third. We had 2 third down conversions the entire game.
That's bad.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, we had just as many fourth down conversions.
Which, it's really inspiring to see them going for it on fourth down.
Absolutely.
I mean, I hate the safe, old school play calling.
Oh my gosh.
I just love it when a team has guts to go for it on fourth down.
Apparently, Marone's been listening to the podcast.
Absolutely.
And every other local news outlet and pundit that keeps yelling at him when he wants to punt in our own territory.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to break to a segment that for the fourth week in a row, we like to call, Where's Watkins?
Where is he?
Where is he? I can't find him, man. I'm looking for that little red striped hat out there in the crowd. He's nowhere to be found. Watkins goes 3 catches for 11 yards, dude. What is going on? I know they put Joe Hayden on him, but dude, come on. We get first round pick this year. We give up next year's first round pick. Go get him. Where's Watkins?
That guy should be a playmaker every game.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't give up what you gave up for him to not use him. You've got to use him. He needs to be your man in the clutch. He needs to be consistent. I mean, I believe it's over the last 4 games, he's got 13 receptions for 113 yards.
Pitiful.
That should be 1 game, not 4.
That should be 1 game.
So it's not looking good what you gave up to get that kind of production.
You know, I said it last week. Josh Gordon, right? First game in the season, he's had like 2 practices under his belt. They target him, it was either 16 or 18 times in a game. Against the Bills, I believe they targeted him about 12 times. You get your playmaker the ball.
That's right.
So, Mac, I got to ask you, what's your take? Is it Watkins? Is it Orton? Is it Nathaniel Hackett? What's the deal?
You know, I've wondered about his injuries.
Yeah.
The guy gets injured a lot, and I wonder sometimes how much he's injured that we don't know about.
Yeah.
Because there's times when you see him turn it on.
Right.
And he'll look great, but there's other times, like, honestly, he looks like he short arms the ball. He looks like he's tentative. Doesn't look like he has the explosiveness.
Oh, yeah. Some of the long balls that, I mean, it's like, okay, was it maybe overthrown? But this is Sammy Watkins. He's supposed to have another gear and go get that ball. just doesn't seem like he has it. And then Joe Hayden's interception, Hayden just looked like he out-muscled Watkins. Yep. I mean, it was pretty much anybody's ball. And you expect your fourth overall draft pick, who you went and got, to get that ball. That's
right.
Why you got him.
I mean, I'm really excited that Robert Woods is doing great.
Yeah.
I mean, that's amazing. That's really great for the team. But it just feels like whenever he faces an elite corner, he's just out of the picture.
Right.
So how could he be worth what you gave up for him if he faces a good corner and it just means he's gone?
Especially when Stevie Johnson had career games against Revis. He used to put Revis to shame out there. And Revis, you know, just completely takes him out. So where's Watkins, my man?
Yeah.
Sammy, I don't know what's going on. Hey, if you want to give us a shout at 716 Rocks, dude, we're cheering for you. We love you.
Come on, Sammy.
We know you got a bright future, but man, turn it up. Come on.
And I wonder how much in the game plan, if they just write him off.
Because
Orton's not targeting him. Either.
He's already even looking, in my opinion.
Yeah, he's not. He's going to Woods.
And then both the picks, he forced it, but I don't know. Well, let's talk about a couple big plays, dude. Just want to mention this. You know, you mentioned Robert Woods. He's playing great the past 2 weeks. He's making big-time catches.
Money.
So how about the fourth down plays, fourth and two? And Orton, he's scrambling around. I know there are a couple linebackers in the vicinity, but I'm cracking up, dude. Why? He could have fallen forward to pick it up 2 yards.
Yeah.
Instead, he just hucks back the ball, throws it on a prayer, but he completes it 34 yards downfield to Woods.
Yeah, I like his guts. I really like Orton. I like his guts. He seems like a tough dude, but he's one of the slowest quarterbacks I've ever seen.
Slowest.
He like can barely move, and you see him on the sideline sticking to tobacco in his
teeth.
Right,
I know. Who is this guy? He's over on the sideline. He's got the chalk can. He's slapping it. He pulls it out, throws it in his lip. Was that before or after the 34-yard pass?
I don't know. It might have spunked him up a little bit too.
Give a little edge out there.
I don't know if that dude's ever lifted a weight in his life. He just looks like he rolls out of bed, goes to the stadium, sticks some tobacco
in. Takes a shot of Jack before the game. I mean, who is this guy? Smoking stogies after the game.
Hilarious.
Cracking me up.
I heard he's a smart dude. And, listen, I really think he's helped the team to do much better than EJ would have.
Right.
But he's just inconsistent. He's showing why he's been a journeyman quarterback.
Yeah.
Why not a legit consistent starter? Because he's just inconsistent.
Yeah. I mean, I'm behind Orton, but I'll tell you, if we have any chance whatsoever, we're going to have to see some of that magic he had the first two games that he played in for the Bills.
Absolutely.
Really
need it.
Marquise Gray, welcome to the team, buddy.
Hello.
Where did this guy come from?
I know.
Huh?
Made a couple great plays.
Dude, they threw that 40. I mean, that was a beautiful play. So 3rd and 1 on the play action. Orton takes a snap, fakes the inside handoff. Pops Gray on a flare pass. He rumbles, stumbles, tumbles 41 yards down the sideline. I didn't even know who caught the ball. I didn't know who it was. It was number 48.
We rarely throw to our tight ends.
Right.
And then you take a guy that's only been here a couple days, and he makes these great catches. I'm like, what? Where did that come from?
Who is that guy? So that was pretty cool. You know, 6'4", he's about 245, 250, more athletic type of guy. I mean, obviously doesn't have Gronk's frame, but
it'd
be kind of cool to see what he does. Maybe they'll game plan it in a little bit.
Yeah, he's good. He's from Indianapolis. His favorite team growing up was the Steelers. He's played in Cleveland. He's a cold weather guy.
Oh yeah, he went to college in Minnesota.
Yeah,
right.
Really good for the elements here. So maybe we have another new weapon.
Hey, that'd be awesome. Gotta be a little bit of an upgrade at tight end.
You gotta make sure it's Marquise.
Is Marquise right?
It is Marquise. He corrected somebody on today. So
all right, make sure you get that S in there, fellas. All right, let's talk about the defense a little bit, dude. Lights out, huh?
Man, the defense is amazing this year. I love watching them.
They are exciting, dude. It's like any play, you just don't know what can happen. I mean, are they going to get to the quarterback? They can smash him, fumble, interception. I mean, it is exciting to watch.
I feel like our defensive backfield is fairly average.
Average.
But when you can rush with four guys and put the heat on like they do.
Oh, my gosh.
I love it. And it's like they inspire each other,
dude,
to just want to get to that quarterback. And
seems like they're having fun too.
Yeah, they look like it. I like Mario Williams' little contact lenses he wears.
Dude, the demon eyes, that's awesome. That's freaky, man.
Freaky.
He's a monster. Yeah, I love check him out on Instagram too, because Mario Williams is pretty active on social media, but he's always taking cool pics of the defensive linemen. They're all posing together in the locker room. You know, hashtag We Them Boys. That's pretty cool, man. It seems like it's cool. I personally like seeing Mario Williams. Was his third year in Buffalo?
Yep.
I feel like you know, a little bit of the pressure's off. And it just seems like he's having more fun out there.
Yeah.
He's gelling more with the playmakers on defense. They seem more like a family. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they really do. They've got to keep the team together. They've got to sign Jerry Hughes.
Gotta.
That front four, I would hate to play against it. I've quarterbacked in my lifetime, and I would hate to face those kind of D-lines.
Dude, that right now is the backbone of this team. That is the lifeblood of this team. We've got to keep them together.
So much fun to watch.
Right.
I mean, even, you know, in a season where you're not sure are they going to be really good, or just watching them is exciting.
Yeah.
They're going to make it fun.
Well, they're going to be tested. You know, these next few games, man, they are certainly going to be tested. Hey, how about Jerry Hughes, man? Dude, getting around the coming backside, stripping the ball out of the running back's hands. I'm watching the play. You know, the ball is on the ground, but you don't really see it. You know, dudes are just lying there. And all of a sudden, Jerry Hughes picks up the ball. You know, Spikes helps him up. He pretty much jogs in the end zone. Hughes is doing the Lambo leap when everyone's just kind of looking at each other awkward, like, what's Jerry doing, buddy? There's no whistle. Touchdown.
I love that guy.
That was awesome.
It's going to cost a lot of money to keep him here in Buffalo.
It will.
But really, he's one of the younger guys.
He is.
On the D-line. He's worth the investment. He wreaks havoc.
Oh.
All the time.
You think the Bills won in that trade with Indy?
Absolutely.
Who did we trade? We did straight-up trade for one of our no-name Shepherd.
Calvin Shepherd. Yeah, who's done almost nothing.
Nothing.
So,
there
great deal. They're going to have to ante up now, though. They're going to have to pay him the money this year. Keep him here. He's a huge playmaker. I love his attitude. But the amazing thing about that play, besides the ref almost knocking the guy's eye out with the flag.
Pulled something on that. Dude, I was wondering, did the ref actually, like, pop the ball out with the flag? That thing came in hot, baby.
It did.
That was like a torpedo.
And then I was amazed because he was so close to the sideline that he didn't step out.
Jerry
Hughes picked up that ball, got to the end zone, and he was right on the edge the whole time.
Oh,
that was
seriously.
Amazing.
And I was waiting for them to do the replay, and like someone was touching his heel.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, a Browns player was touching him. But that was pretty awesome. Kyle Williams, baby, trucking Manziel.
Woo!
Hey, Manziel, was that money? I don't think so, baby. Welcome to the NFL. How did that feel? You get lifted.
And it looked like Williams even held back.
Oh, it totally, man. Can you imagine if he just went full out?
Oh, man.
Oh.
He could have landed on Manziel.
Dude, how was that a forward pass? Explain that to me.
That is one of the most ridiculous calls ever. I have watched coaches and other referees, everybody today talking about what a ridiculous call that was. But he's Johnny Manziel.
Johnny Manziel, he can make the NFL money. He's in commercials. He's marketable. I'm not really a conspiracy theory guy, Mac. But, dude, is there something going on? It seems like they protect the stars. I mean, was it his first, like, full series. Well, it was the second series, but, you know, he's getting camera time.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, is it a subconscious thing? Are they told to, like, protect these star players that are the future of the NFL? That was pathetic.
Money talks.
Money talks.
It's a business. You see that. And they want the name guys out there. They want the name guys doing well. As we were talking earlier, I just have to laugh watching Rob Gronkowski run his patterns.
Because
he's just smashing guys 10 yards
he's
downfield
like
with his arm.
Defenders.
Knocking them off him so he's open when he makes his cuts. He never gets called for it.
Right.
It's amazing. You know, and Johnny Manziel, it's like, you would never have known the Bills won that game yesterday.
Oh.
I watch every newscast, every NFL program. All it is Johnny Manziel. It's the Johnny Manziel era.
Right.
Like, dude, he lost.
Right.
Okay, he scored one touchdown, but what about when he got crushed?
He got trucked.
And he was Manzieling in the end zone.
And he laid there. What was he doing? He just laid there with his arm crossed.
You know, I gotta be honest with you. I felt bad for Hoyer this year, and I've been impressed with Hoyer because to have that pressure behind him on the bench.
Yeah.
And he has performed really well most of the year. He's had a couple rough games here, but I thought he handled it really well. But it's so clear that everybody's pushing for Manziel, Johnny football.
Right.
That it's a no-win situation for Hoyer. So interesting that he's available next year.
What do you think? Hey, let's cut to the quarterback corner. You know, you've been playing quarterback for quite a few years here, buddy.
Yeah, I like Hoyer, especially because he's a Cleveland guy, cold weather guy. He's tough. He played behind Tom Brady for a few years. And I actually had thoughts that we might want to pick him up next year. He's a tough kid. I mean, he's had a couple rough outings the last couple games. But I got to be honest with you, their offensive line is not great.
Right.
And the pressure that comes with having Manziel behind you, I don't know. He'd be worth a look. I would definitely give him a look.
You think he's going to feel that pressure with EJ behind him? Probably not.
I don't
know. All right, so Danny Mac says maybe Hoyer. What about RG3? A lot of talk that the Skins are done with him.
I'm not an RG3
You're
guy.
Not an RG3. I'm really I knew not. That. That was a softball for you.
Injury prone. Yeah. He's not good in the pocket. He looks at his first receiver. He's not good with scanning the field for his other receivers.
Hard worker. Great work ethic.
According to Steve Young and some insiders, he's not putting in the time, the study time. And I'm like, man, that's not good.
Can't get away with that in the NFL.
No way.
Now, I know there's been a little bit of talk. I don't think this is true. But I notice out there on social media and the Twitterverse, people talking about the Saints might be kind of down on Breeze. I mean, I know he signed a five-year deal in 2012. He's 35 years old, kind of down end of his career. But I don't know. If the Saints draft high QB and Breeze comes available next year or two, could this be a situation like Indy running Peyton out of Indianapolis and Broncos now pick him up? And he's doing great there. Is there a prayer that this could happen and maybe the Bills would pick him up for a couple of years?
I would take him in a second.
You would.
In a second. With our defense, we just need a pretty good quarterback. And he's a great quarterback.
He's awesome.
And, you know, when Freddie gets healthy again and whatever we do with CJ, I mean, what an amazing team we would have with Drew Brees at the helm.
That would be incredible.
Great leadership.
Dude, that would be awesome.
Take him in a second.
All right, man. Let's kind of round it out. So the Bills are at 7-5. We're in the hunt. All right, we're enjoying the win. The truth is, the odds of them making the playoffs, let's just get it out there right now, extremely slim, right? I mean, so we've got, we're at Denver. We got Green Bay at home. We're in Oakland. And then we're in New England.
Yep.
So we got to go 3-1 minimally to have a prayer. And even then, there's no guarantee that we're getting into the playoffs. So. Yep. I mean, if you're going to pick two out of three games, let's say we beat Oakland. Let's say that's a shoo-in.
Yep.
So out of the other three games, those are arguably the top three teams in the NFL right now. And we have to beat two of them. So who do you like? I'm going to ask you that question. Who do you like? Who's our best chance to beat?
It might sound odd, but I think our best chance is against Peyton Manning.
Okay.
We have a strong up-the-middle rush.
Right.
With those two big guys, and he does not like people in his face.
Yeah, you got Mr. Big Stuff rolling at you.
Man, I think him and Kyle Williams can really cause some problems. He's not mobile.
Right.
And I think with the weather getting colder, he's not as good when it gets colder. It's supposed to be cold that way this week. I think we have the best chance to beat Denver.
Right.
I really do. I think our defense could step up, and I think Kyle Orton has something to prove because they cast him off.
That's true.
So I think, you know, he's going back there. I think that they have a chance to beat Denver. I'm not feeling good about Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers is a mobile quarterback, really smart. They've got a great team.
Right. All right, so let's say best chances in Denver. Now, if we got to get one more, do you like in New England or do you like Green Bay at home?
I never feel good in New England.
Oh.
Never. And New England's going to need that game.
Right.
It's going to come right down to the end. So if I would think we have a better chance against Green Bay, but not much.
Right. All right, so there you have it. We got to win in Denver. We got to beat Green Bay at home. And maybe there's a prayer. Maybe there's a prayer that the Bills will end the drought.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. But, hey, let's just enjoy it right now. Danny Mac, it's been awesome talking smack with
come
you.
On.
It's been great, dude. You got to join me and Grizzle more often, bud.
I know. I got to come out. If you don't mind, I'd like to give a plug for our flag football
Please
league.
Please do.
We have the largest flag football league in the city right now. It's Buffalo Recreational Football League, if you want to look us up on Facebook.
All right.
And it's brfleague.com for a website. Man, join up. It's a great league.
It's super competitive, too.
Yeah, it's competitive, but it's really good sportsmanship.
Right, absolutely.
You don't have to worry about getting hurt and going to your job. So check us out, man. It's a great time.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, dude. Well, again, you know, super happy to have Danny Mac come on the podcast. Grizzle, we missed you this week. Look forward to having you back next week. Red Beards, thank you.
Hey.
Glad you're back in the B-Lo. So thanks a lot, guys. Make sure you check out the website, 716rocks.com. Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks a lot, and go Bills. Peace.
Peace.